Video: Florida boater found guilty of first-degree murder during booze-fueled marina fight. By Lowell Caulfield on July 25, 2026. A chance meeting of a stranger at a tiki bar on Memorial Day in 2024 and some serious drinking after will end up costing a Florida boater life in prison after he was convicted this week of first-degree murder during a fight that erupted between the two boozers. Kamal Podwofsky was found guilty Thursday of murdering Melvin Jimenez in the alcohol-fueled homicide at the Little Harbor Marina in Ruskin, Florida, and then dumping him in the water at the marina where his sailboat was docked. Surveillance video of the drunken fight in the Tampa suburb went viral on social media. A jury heard and saw that Podwofsky, 52, shoved Jimenez during their fight, which caused the 47-year-old victim to fall backwards and slam his head onto the dock, leaving him motionless on the fiberglass gangway. Podwofsky then callously grabbed Jimenez's ankles and dumped him into the water, a Hillsborough County state attorney argued, instead of rendering aid or calling for help. The sailboat owner pled his version of the incident, claiming Jimenez had threatened to kill him and rape his fiancée. "I didn't know he was unconscious. I didn't know that he had even fallen," Podwofsky said in court. "I knew he was still a threat to me, and I just wanted to get distance between us." A pathologist testified that Jimenez suffered vertebral fractures in the fall, which severed both vertebral arteries, and claimed the victim would have died regardless of whether he was thrown into the water, though Jimenez's death was attributed to drowning. The two men had only met each other hours earlier at the nearby tiki-themed Sunset Bar and Grill, 10 minutes from Podwofsky's boat. Both were celebrating milestones, the Tampa Bay Times reported. Jimenez had just scored a contract to install security cameras with Walmart while Podwofsky had become engaged the day prior. After drinks at the bar, they had friendly drinks at Podwofsky's sailboat with the boat owner's fiancé. The medical examiner measured Jimenez's blood alcohol content, BAC, was 0.26, more than 3 times the 0.08 impaired limit under Florida law. Podwofsky's BAC was not measured, but he told the court he had 2 hard iced teas and a shot or two of vodka. Somehow the drinking session on the boat turned sour. Jimenez became aggressive, Podwofsky claimed, almost like it was his boat and we were guests on it. He also claimed his drinking guest made lewd comments to his fiancé. Podwofsky testified he asked him to leave. Tampa Bay's Channel 10 News obtained security camera footage of what happened next on the boat itself. It captured the two shoving each other aboard the boat and then the fight on the gangway. When police arrived, the boat owner told officers he didn't know where Jimenez went, unaware that CCTV had recorded the entire fight. Podwofsky faces a mandatory life sentence in Florida State Prison, with his sentencing hearing scheduled for August 17. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.